Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What are the secrets when it comes to having success with love and money? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are underlying patterns and beliefs, good and bad, about love and money. How to happily and successfully make these two highly emotional issues cohabitate successfully is the goal, and that goal requires having insights and skills and then putting them into action. When it comes to insight, that means knowing what you need to know and understand about love and money. When it comes to skills, that means knowing the basic essentials of good money management. When it comes to action, that means getting started on and maintaining new love and money behaviors. Be gentle with yourself, but act with urgency to begin acquiring and managing these new behaviors. Know that it will take a bit for you to absorb it all, so give yourself a logical and incremental learning curve. Set modest goals, accomplish them, and then make bigger ones. You must first get your own financial mindset before you can successfully be in a coupled relationship when it comes to money. As you look at being successful with love and money, it's also an opportunity for you to gain confidence in what you know and determine what money skills you need. Money has a way of sometimes being an obstruction to success. Sometimes the obstruction is simply that you're staying in your old mindset about money rather than recalculating your relationship with it. Sometimes the obstruction can be removed if you check to make sure you are letting go of old habits about money management and embracing the new mindset that allows you to accomplish a vision of the financial life you need to lead. It's your money, so take it personally, is the way you need to think about your personal money before and after love enters your money picture. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.